latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Beginning with the news that Ilkay Gundogan has told City is open to signing a new contract at the Etihad Stadium. The German midfielder has 18 months left on his existing deal and has so far been biding his time since last summer to discuss his future. However, City insiders have confirmed the club have recently received encouragement from the 28-year-old about staying, who was Guardiola's first signing when he paid £20 million to Borussia Dortmund in 2016. It's understood talks will continue over the next few weeks, but the German is happy with life in England and a new four-year contract is now being touted. Meanwhile, and City have made a signing in the January transfer window, but there are no immediate prospects of him joining the first team in the near future. The Blues have picked up 21-year-old Ko Itakura from Japanese champions Kawasaki Frontale for a fee reported to be as close to £1 million. However, he's been instantly loaned to Dutch club Groningen for 18 months. The Japan under-21 international does not qualify for a UK work permit as yet, but it is understood that is viewed as very much a resolvable problem by the City Football Group. Finally today, Bernardo Silva says City can chase glory on four fronts as the treatment room starts to empty at the Etihad. Kevin De Bruyne and Benjamin Mendy have all missed large chunks of the campaign through injury, but the champions are now getting close to full strength, with Mendy the only key player still sidelined. Looking ahead to what is set to be a busy 2019, playmaker Silva said, "It feels like we have all the squad, which is important because we need all of them."